Okay, good morning, everyone. So we will attempt to go through 12 or so misconceptions in Purim, Hilchos Purim, Halachas of the Megillah, perhaps. And if we do more than 12, you'll forgive me. So number one is that many people assume that Purim is a day where you could get drunk. You could just drink, and it's a heter. It's a heter, meaning all year round, you really want to get drunk and you want to drink. But you can't, because you have to have a functional life, functioning family. So, but Purim's a heter to do that. So it's not true. It's not precise. And if you look at the Beis Yosef on this halacha in Tafresh Sadeh, he brings down many Mamari Chazal, how terrible it is to drink, how terrible it is to get drunk, how it brings a person to Averis. The Orcha Sadikim in Shah Simcha, so there he acts. If you read the whole piece, he actually encourages drinking at some point. But he does write, before he gets to that, he says that a person should know, let me just get this for you. He says that, there's a simcha that comes through yayin that's good, which we'll get to soon. But he says if a person drinks just to get drunk, yeah, the place can talk about other ones as well. But we know that yayin can cause many averis. He says that it's worse to be together with a kat, with a group of people drinking. That could be worse than hanging out with those that are involved in Gilui Arayos, which sounds like it's better to, not better, nothing's better, but it's a more serious avla for a person to sit around with people getting drunk than to go to a beach, or to use that mushel. That's what he says. So he says it's a serious thing, and Darchas Tzadikim and the Rambam as well talks about a kat shel shichrus, those that are drinking together, it could be a terrible thing. It brings a person to.
So you're saying that they're paying for the
fee. No, I didn't say that. He says he calls the Rambam. Hakiba tzalashtiyah hamashakeres roish tietzcha yoiser cherfa. It should be worse in your eyes. Meiskabit anashim arumim megilia erva, for people that are at the beach. Hashichrus who maisera. He brings psukim. Beis Yosef brings psukim as well. Okay, so we should. What? So that's number one. So what exactly, how do we understand this in light of the Gemara? There's a Gemara that we know, that Chayiv Inish L'Besumi V'Raya Ad Le'Ada, that a person should drink enough that he doesn't know the difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So interestingly, some people only know this Gemara. That's like the only Gemara they know in Shas. It's like some parents, they only know one mitzvah in the Torah, Kaved Esavicha V'Esimecha. All the other ones, they forgot. So some people only know this one. Now, if you look in the Rishonim, just learning it like a regular sugya, there are many shitas in what this means. Does it mean you should drink a little bit and then fall asleep? That's the meaning of the Ramah. There's those that say you drink a lot, so you really don't know. Shichrus, although it's hard to understand it because shichrus is typically something we don't encourage. There's a middle shita, which seems to be the minhag ha'olam in halacha, and that is that. Now, what's the point of not knowing being Arur Haman the Baruch Mordechai? So, on a deeper level, we understand, and we speak about this Shabbos morning very often, that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's no that anything that happens to you in your experienced life, you should remember that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means, even if someone did something wrong to you, it's not him. It's not this person cheated in business on me. Don't be upset at him. In Dine Torah, you could take your money, whatever. There are things you could do, practically. But as far as being upset at him, it's a misplaced kas, as the Chinuch tells us in the halachas of nekama of leisikim. That how could you take a nekama on someone? It's not them. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if you realize that and you get to that level. So then what do you realize? That there's no difference between Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. It's all the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this predicament of being wiped out, of that risk, and we had to do tshuva. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Baruch Mordechai and Arur Haman is really the same thing. And with that you can understand, there's a famous verse from Nosson Vafoigel, Zatzal, from Lakewood. He said that, he gave a mashal for drinking up Purim. He says that you have... you have a wedding that's about to happen, and the two sides are fighting. They're fighting about different details, and somehow the shatchan pulls through at the end. He makes peace. He has to make sure he gets his check. So he makes peace, makes shalom, and everything's fine right before the wedding. So they tell him, you know, you witnessed this back and forth, this whole fight. Do us a favor and don't come to the wedding. Because at the wedding, if we see you, we're going to remember everything we fought about for 2 months. Shachan says, no problem. As long as I get my check, I don't have to come to the wedding. So he said that very often we try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a das, all the things that we worry about, all the things that are in our head, if we have to remember them, it ruins the simcha. So you drink enough to get rid of that das. If you look at the Aruch HaTzaddikim, he talks about this on a regular day, that there's a concept of drinking a little bit, and we experience this in Chas Yontif, maybe on Shabbos, it's brought down, to drink enough to take off the edge, so to say. Again, you have to be responsible and drink responsibly, but the real point is to take off that edge. What? Aruch HaTzaddikim. We're not talking about Purim. I'm bringing this to Purim. I'm talking about regular, the concept of Simcha through Yayin.
He said
something about getting drunk. We're not talking about getting drunk here. We're talking about drinking.
He's talking about drinking within a group. He's talking about not Purim. He's talking about anything.
Regular group. Just a drink. At a bar. So the point of this, perhaps when it comes to Simchas Yontif or Shabbos, those that drink a little bit on Shabbos, I'm not pro-drinking. I'm just telling you the point. The point is that it's there to simply take off that edge so that you can forget all the daigas. Tell the shatchan don't come to the wedding so that we could enjoy the wedding. So you're telling the das, we don't want the das here, and we want to be able just to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the different stadim. I would point out that depending on a person should know from experience, what does drinking do to them? You get to dveikus, to simcha, or it becomes hailos and inappropriate comments and the like. So I one time showed all these Rishonim to Rabbi Reisman, and not that he needed me to show it to him, I was just asking him, so nu, halacha l'maisa, how come the minhag yeshiva is to drink? So he said, look, our Rabbeim, he was talking about Rabbi Dalia Shor, Zetzal, and all the Rosh Yeshiva of Tarvadas, there was a mahalach. They drank, they danced, they gave brachas. That was the mahalach in yeshiva. So someone's trying to cop... What?
They didn't throw
up in people's homes and right. So, and half of them weren't really drunk. They drank a little bit. They weren't drinking, you know, three bottles to get into it. A little bit. So that's the minhag yeshivas. That's the way it should be done. If someone knows that he's drinking, that's going to end up with the wrong mahalach. So he says that they should. Yeah, that's where the Beis Yosef brings down all these different.
Somebody knows what type of drunk they are.
Yeah. Somebody told them. Or ask your wife. Ask your wife. So, but to take a little bit more, that should work. So, answer your question on the Ar Haman Baruch Hu. Okay, good. Okay, once you mention that, so there's two misconceptions. So the next two would be ladies really are pater from this, right? So that's a misconception. Ladies l'chara should be chayiv in ish l'besumi b'puraya. The l'chara would have to drink because they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs of Purim. However, there's another halacha, which is based on the Gemara Ksubis, Daf Samachay. There the Gemara discusses supporting one's wife or previous wife. So there it discusses the matam mezainus. Let's say they're separated. So he has to, usually, halacha is you have to give mezainus to a wife. But if they live under the same roof and they shop together, so there's no chiv mezainus, whatever's in the house, right? But if they're separated, there's a chiv mezainus. So the Gemara there describes what is needed to be given for mezainus. The Gemara talks about yayin, wine. The Gemara says, how could a woman drink wine? Women are not allowed to drink wine. Shaloi b'fnei baleim. If they're not in front of their husbands, they're not allowed to drink wine. This once came up somewhere where someone was pushing to have a ladies' night out at a local restaurant, to have ladies' drinking night at a local restaurant. So someone got wind of it and called the CRC Bezdin. Sorry, it was me. Called the CRC Bezdin. I asked Rabbi Reis, Shlita, let's ignore the concept of Hechsherim getting involved in beyond Hashkacha things. Let's assume they should. So is that something we would allow? If we are aware of it, that can we allow the restaurant to advertise, a restaurant which is CRC certified, can we allow them to advertise a ladies' night out drinking? He said, absolutely not. That is against halacha. If you look, it's also brought on Mishnah Berurah.
Art class with a glass of wine.
Sounds so simple. If it's hey, look, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Kuf Ayin. If you don't want to go into Evan Ezra, look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Suda, Kuf Ayin at the end of Sifkat Yud Beis, B'Shas and Ksubas Daf Samachay, Isha Sheim Bala Ima, a woman who does not have her husband in attendance, Ein La Lishtos Yain, she is not allowed to drink wine. He gives another halacha even with her husband if they are in a place where outside their city, which is not Negea today. For most Shilas, that would also be Aser, but if her husband's there, that'll be fine. So if a husband and wife go out to dinner, they could drink. But for women to drink, Shaloi Bifnei Baila is Aser. However, there is a Heter, then he regila Lishtos Bifnei Baila. If she, someone who drinks, she appreciates wine, she drinks all the time, in the sense that she's not going to get drunk or lose her das with a half a cup of wine, then Muteris Lishtos Ma'at Shaloi Bifnei Baila. So if women are painting and they always drink, they always drink champagne on Shabbos or the like, and now they want to have a little cup of champagne at a art class, that'll be fine. But if they're just drinking together, it's like Mara says, it's not, doesn't differentiate if there's men around or not. Women, the fact that women should not be drinking.
Four ladies go out for dinner, they can't have a glass of wine?
If they, so they are accustomed to drinking, if they are accustomed to drinking, they can have a lot. Ma'at.
How do you become accustomed to drinking if you're
not accustomed to drinking? No, in front of the husbands. Or the husbands. If the husband's there, they could drink.
Got to break him in slow.
Okay.
I don't just need drink.
So that's another... fine.
Sponsored by GB Wine.
So what women should do is either they should drink a cup of wine. The problem is women have to drive. It's a big problem. Women have to drive on Purim. You know why women have to drive on Purim? Why do they drive us around? Because we, the men, have to babysit Purim night because they need to hear Megillah. So for that, they have to drive the entire Purim. That's their... That's the punishment, the consequence. Okay, it's fixing them. That was yesterday, sure. It's not punishment. Okay, so they could be yotze with a little bit of wine. They could be yotze with grape juice, according to some paiskim. So that's what women should do. Okay.
It has to be wine over...
It doesn't have to... If you look in the Gemara, it sounds like it has to be yayin. But the
not
point is... For women...
If you get drunk over it.
So let's say a person does not appreciate wine. They could drink beer. They could drink scotch, tequila... Or whatever you like. But again, many people say that the feeling they get from drinking beer is like more of a depressed watching a football game feeling. I don't know. Yeah, but it's you get very full from it. So it's like you're stuffed.
12% beer.
Yeah, but you get full from the hops and the
12% wine, 12% beer, it's the same thing.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, whatever works. Next. Okay, well, let's assume we're up to number 3 here. Women in Chiv Megillah. So women are also Chayiv Megillah. So typically women are Pater, then they end up doing it anyways. Let's say Tekiah Shofar or Lulav. When it comes to Megillah's Esther, women are Chayiv just like men. Now that means we're going to see that halacha is that you have to hear every single word of the Megillah. So for men, we are accustomed to this. We listen to laning. We understand these halachas. At least we try. It's difficult for men to listen to every single word of Megillah. It's extremely difficult. It's one of the most difficult mitzvahs there is. You have to hear every single word. Very difficult. So when it comes to women, if women are taking kids with them, or they don't realize that they have to listen to every single word, they're not yoytze Megillah. And that's halacha. Women are chayiv in Megillah. So it's just a misconception. Women think, okay, we have to just go to shul. If you go to shul, you space out for half of it, you're not yoytze Megillah Sester. You have to hear every single word. You need to tap into Shemei Ka'ina, as if you're saying it yourself. For men also, it's difficult, but for women who are not used to this, it's extremely difficult, even by Kiddush. Halacha is that women have to hear Kiddush Friday night. So if a woman is making salad during Kiddush, or like, you know, fixing or moving chairs or the like, the pastures are not yotze Kiddush. They say that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, he would have his wife say Kiddush along with him. But if you know your wife is not ready, don't make Kiddush. You have to wait for her to be there by the table to actually hear every single word.
She's ready.
So then wait
a half hour. Yeah. The optimist fills the cup of wine when his wife says she's ready. He puts on his coat when she's ready to go. Yeah. That's where you get hot. Okay. Next. In that women are chayiv Megillah. Halacha is you're not supposed to eat before performing mitzvahs in general. Megillah is one of them. Now, typically, by night, you're coming in from a fast. So we know we're not eating anyways from Tainus Esther. But that's even this year. Okay, yeah, Havdalah. But you're not supposed to eat before Megillah. L'chatchila, you shouldn't eat anything. Maybe in the morning you could have a coffee, because that's before davening, you're not hearing Megillah anyways, but you really shouldn't eat anything before, same before Tekiyas. If a person knows they need to eat a little bit, so don't be kaveh suda. Have less than gimel dal beim, so 2 cookies or the like. Women have the same halacha. Women should not eat breakfast Purim morning without without hearing Megillah. Now, if a woman is nursing, or she knows she's not going to handle the lack of eating, so but the avodah rely on the fact that someone who is yoitzer already, her husband who did not sleep in, he went to shul already to hear Megillah. So when he comes back at 9:30, 10 o'clock, if she's going to a later Megillah, at 3 o'clock or the like, so as long as he's the shomer and he's not going to get drunk before, then he's the shomer, so he can remind her to go hear Megillah. So then he can rely that she can eat a suda.
Would that work for a girl over bat mitzvah?
Same thing.
Father?
Same thing, as long as it's a shomer.
Okay.
But lechatchila, you shouldn't rely on shomer. That's only a bidyavah. Now we'll place and go with shomer. And lechatchila, you shouldn't eat before hearing Megillah. Okay. Now, once we mention that, there are some places that say you shouldn't eat. We're going to another one. You should not eat before giving matanas avyonim and mishleach manas. Now, the minhag is to be make on this. People give mishleach manas later in the day, but my rabbeim, and I try to do this every single year, is right after shacharis, you give two things to someone. Sometimes the store is not open, so but I try to remember this. You give it to two people just in case. This one, and also you want to give it to two people anyways, because if you're married, your wife also has a chiyuv and mishleach manas. And we'll see, sometimes the mishleach manas that women prepare are not necessarily yotze mishleach manas. So you give a Danish and a Snapple, or if you want to be machmir, like all the shittas we share in him, give two food items and a drink. And then, you don't have to have a drink, but two food items. And then you yotze your din, for your wife and for yourself, give it to two different people, and you yotze right away. And that's the minhag, many rabbanim do this. It's highly recommended because, as we'll see, many times you're not really yotze mishleach manas with what you give. So it's a good etza taiva, and you avoid the shaila of eating before this mitzvah. Someone asked, as a nudnik, is there an iser to eat before the suda? So I never saw anything like that. An iser to eat before the suda?
That's
eat.
What you eat all day.
That's Erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah, you're
but today too.
No. Yom Kippurim. So
Yom Kippur.
Hop around to, you know, the sudas, this, that, your Rav's house, and the Rebbe's house, you know, the tall man.
Keep eating.
Yeah, I don't get invited to those.
You're
special.
Purim, you don't have to be invited. Call out Poshe, yeah, nice, and they just go.
I saw you crash here.
Okay, let's say someone comes late to Megillah. So this is very common for women and for men as well, sometimes. Someone comes late to Megillah. So it's very important. We are a halachic religion here. It's not just that you showed up to shul, you're good to go. You have to hear the entire Megillah, and you have to read every single word. Yeah, so one second. Unless you came late. Halacha is like this. As long as, there's two halachas to keep in mind. Number one, you can't read the Megillah Mafreya. It's a Befeir Shemishna. You can't read the Megillah backwards. So let's say you came at Perek Gimel. So you have a good idea. I'll read Perek Gimel. I'll be Yotzi with Perek Gimel to the end. And then, I don't know how to read, so I'll go to the next laning, the first two prakim, or I'll read it myself, the first two prakim. You're not Yotzi. That's a clear halacha. That's called reading in the Mafreya. So what do? You have to read it in order. Start from beginning. When you start from the beginning, as Chad said, you make sure you make the brachas. Open up your chumash, it has the brachas there. Say the brachas, say the shachianu, and start reading. Now, what if I don't have a kasher Megillah? Should I read from a chumash? So, yes. However, you can only read up to half. Up to half of the Megillah can be read outside of a klaf. You can read up to half of a Megillah. We'll call it 49%, less than Rav. I never counted the words of Pesukim, but let's assume somewhere at the end of Perek Dalet is right around the halfway point, the machmir. So up until that point, you could. So if you could catch up at Perek Beis, that's what you should do. Same thing would apply if someone needs to go to the bathroom. Let's say you have the Perek Gimel, and you had four coffees already in a Purim morning, and you have to run to the bathroom. Before Megillah, okay, you'll have to drink a coffee here, right? And we started drinking beer already, so you have to go to the bathroom.
Last night,
okay. So halacha is like this. So you go run to the bathroom, come back. Let's say your kid's crying, you have to take them out for a second. Or you spaced out. You looked at a very important email came in, now you spaced out. You're aware that you did space out. So for those two psukim, read it in the chumash, and then catch up. Another misconception is that people assume a Megillah is always, it's always better to have a kosher Megillah than a chumash. So it is brought down in the Mishnah rule like that. However, halach l'maaseh really depends. If a person knows how to lane, when he sees the words of the Megillah, he knows how to pronounce it. Let's assume he knows the trup as well. So then, yes, it's preferable to have a Megillah so that when you miss a word, you could say it in the Megillah. However, if you don't know how to read, or you don't know how to read every single word, it's not so easy. Don't feel bad. It's 10 prakim of words, and some words, if you pronounce it the wrong way, it's off. If you say haidu versus haidu is two different words. One is haidu is thank you. I'm sorry, no, haidu. I forgot. Haidu is a place. Haidu, and haidu Hashem is thank you. Right? There's other ones. Yeah, exactly, Turkey. So sometimes you say the word pronunciation, it changes the meaning, and halacha l'maisa, we are machmer, at least a chachila on that. So therefore, to simply say I'm going to be machmer and use a Megillah, you're not necessarily, it's called yatzah scharei behefseidai, right? You lose the benefit if you're going to miss words and you have to read it inside. If you don't know how to pronounce those words, you're better off using a chumash.
Kosher Megillah, is it the same as a kosher Torah, like if a letter is correct? Or?
Yeah, it's the same halachas, yeah. There are certain details that are different. Regular kisvei kodesh.
I don't know, I guess.
What?
That it has to be written, the Megillah has to be written in L'shem Megillah.
Yeah, most people will write in L'shem Megillah.
You're not writing L'shem
Megillah. No. If a guy who just wrote it, I heard it itself, he needs to make some money. So he's wrote in Megillah, and the guy said, did you write it? He didn't know. We're just trying to make same mitzvahs Megillah.
Yeah, it's a question of his whole staffers. Whatever. How could a person be a sofer? Doesn't know the basic halacha of Shema. Okay. He also said the Chai Adam's Lashma over there. That, what do you mean? He wrote a Megillah for Lashma Megillah. Okay, that's a good question. Fine, that was number five. It's not or six. Not necessarily better to use a Megillah. Sometimes it's better to use a Chumash. If a person does not have a Megillah, don't feel bad. It's actually preferable for most people to use a Chumash. There's a shaila regarding a Hefsik. Let's say they always announce in Shul, don't be Mafsik, don't speak out from the beginning of the Bracha until the end of Haravas Rivenu. Whatever a person did, he did speak out. So we paskin. It's a Mishnah that even if there was a hefsek in between, as long as you didn't miss the words or you caught up, halacha is your yaitza. You can read in the beginning of the day and you finish up later. Halacha is you are yaitza, and this comes up in hospitals. You have doctors trying to catch Megillah or read Megillah in between patients or shifts. And I've had the shaila before. They read the first five prakim, so you go back to it. Lachatchila, you shouldn't be masik, but if you are, that's fine. Same thing would apply in shul. A person spoke out for a minute by mistake, or he needed to talk to a child.
Someone sneezes, you say he's
into. Yeah, if you did, you shouldn't say it, but if you did, then, okay, if you missed words, you have to go back. But next. There's a question regarding, this is another misconception, that people assume that you're allowed to work on Purim just like a regular year. So this year it's Sunday, so for most people it's not much of a challenge. Halacha l'maisa, it's a shiloh. It's a shiloh if a person is allowed to work on Purim. The minog is brought down by our poskim. The minog is not to work on Purim. It's not halacha in the sense. It seems like when they originally started the Esther wanted it to be a day of yantif, not working, but it was never accepted on Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael never accepted it as an isser, but there's a minog. Now, the minog is not more chomer than Chol HaMoed or Erev Pesach after Chatzai. So obviously there are heterim, but a person should ask, and many people assume that it's just like a regular day. If I have to work, I have to work, and if not, very often you do have to work because that's the halacha. But a person should ask a shayla. The minig is not to work on halamayid. The minig is not to work on Purim, but it's not more chamer than halamayid. I will point out the halacha is that someone who does work on Purim ena raya simen bracha does not see a simen bracha. This is not, doesn't say on halamayid. People quote it, but it doesn't say on halamayid. I have never seen on halamayid. It says it by Purim. Says it in an Erev Pesach, and that says it in certain places, doesn't say it on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed Zahar Isser. Okay. Let's go to number 9 in the Mishleach Manos world. And that is that, first of all, one of the benefits you get by giving Mishleach Manos right away, right after Shacharis, is that usually you'll give to someone who you wouldn't necessarily have given a Mishleach Manos to. He's not on your Faith 5 list. Let's say Paul or whatever. You have 10 people, so. The guy they usually give to?
Yeah.
You find some other guy. There's always those people. Someone who you wouldn't necessarily give to. Now, don't be insulted if I give you on Purim. It means.
Make sure it's good breakfast. I'll leave.
Exactly. Okay. Next. Very often, which is fine, Purim becomes like a theme party. It has nothing to do with the halachas of Mishleach Manos, which is fine. It's all part of the simcha. Very often you have a Mishleach Manos, which is really one item. Halacha is, it has to be Manos. Manos means two different food items. It does not need to be two different brachas. That's a classic misconception. Usually when you have two different brachas, it helps that it's two different foods automatically. So it's helpful. It gets you to the result that it's two different foods. But you don't need two different brachas. You simply need two different food items. So an example where I've seen where people messed up on this, which as long as they gave other Mishleach Manos, two of them, if it's a husband and wife, they gave one each, or the husband gave for his wife.
Is it better to do one each as opposed to husband giving for
being for two? Just have one for you, one for your wife. An example would be, let's say a person does a deli platter. He does a hard salami, only salami, nothing else. If he has salami and turkey, that's two different items. Hard salami, then mustard. So the mustard is simply there to dip in the, it's a tuffle to the...
So two olives would make you guys?
No.
Same thing.
Skirts, according to some Paiskim, even two pieces of meat would not work. Pashas, if you learn the sugya, if you have a skirt steak and a rack of ribs, it works. So that's two different meaning.
Right, I'm saying if you want to give me a skirt steak and a rack of ribs, I'll give you
it. Okay, good.
If you add two olives to the salami.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to ask.
It's not a tuffle.
It's probably a pashas, not a tuffle, yeah. So two olives or put some turkey. Put a bottle of wine. Okay, that's one. Yeah. Sushi, a sushi platter. So sushi is one item. It's one food. Pashas. And you would not be yotza with that. If you have two different types of sushi, that would work.
Rainbow roll in California.
There you go. Exactly. Next. Sometimes people give raw items. That's part of the theme. So they give, I've seen a baking theme. So everyone dressed up like bakers, and they gave a cookie recipe with the simplest part.
Ingredients.
Flour, sugar, eggs. I don't know what they gave in there. But add eggs. Okay, add eggs. So they gave her, so those things are not royal. It's not royal to eat at that point. So
that's royal to eat.
That's royal to eat. Now, the question is, here's a good Shiloh. What about instant coffee or ground coffee, where it's not raw, they have to start baking it. It's just, you need to add hot water. Or instant potatoes, instant oatmeal, tradition soup. So the Paiskim there say, you could be yotze with that, because that's how people eat. You just add hot water. It's not considered cooking. But
sometimes water isn't
what it is. Oh, water or seltzer or not, you're not yotze with that. So
fancy water.
Even fancy water.
What about the expensive water?
Or salt. Salt would be the same thing. What?
Good seltzer.
If it's flavored, you could say it's a beverage. But water and plain seltzer.
Hard seltzer would be okay.
Yes. It's already a beverage.
What's flavored?
Okay, anything else, Shalach? So that's what typically happens. Now, you get into questions of, if you gave it and your name fell off and the person doesn't know who gave it to him, so many places can say you're not yotze mishloach manos with that. If you put it by their house, so we could say the chatzir is kind of, let's say they didn't see it till after Purim. That's what I'm saying. It's much better to be yotze the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah, to give it right away to someone in shul.
Ideally, the mitzvah is something for the suda, correct?
Yeah, so, but a suda is breakfast also. It doesn't have to be. So you give a lollipop, you're not yotze. Unless you give it to a child, that's considered lunch.
Something
so,
for a suda.
Yeah. Right? Something for a suda, but breakfast is also a suda. Yeah. So you give the meaning is to give cookies,
but
that's
have to
fine.
Be the suda, the suda's part.
They don't have to use it for the suda. No,
of course they don't have to, but
it's not like. They can throw it in the garbage, right? That's also part of it. Some say the minig is to give cookies also, because cookies at least last longer. If you give someone a piece of meat, it's going to go in the garbage the next day. So they have less simcha.
Give a good piece of meat, they
okay.
I need a lunch.
Next, suda. Regarding the suda, so here's some misconceptions. Many people think that, okay, there's like a thing to have a suda, but they don't actually eat the suda. Most Paiskim say you have to wash for the suda's Purim. Women are also chayiv. What? Yes, the women are also chayiv in suda. And many Paiskim say that the ikar drinking should be by the suda itself. That's
the advantage is he starts drinking like morning, like right after davening.
It's very machmer.
He drinks all day.
Who?
David Benzigan. He drinks all day.
So the whole day to be in a
place. Right, that's what he said.
It's brought down. Who says this? It's brought down that the entire day you should be in that state of Adelayaga. Because every minute's a mitzvah. And the briskers do this. Yeah. But you can't get too much. Yes, there's a question of when a person should drink. That's an interesting question. Some Rosh Yeshivas, if everyone's coming to you, it's easier. They start right away after Shacharis, in order that they should be back to full strength for Mincha Maariv later on. Because you run into a question of Davi Mincha Maariv. In our circles, the minhag is to Davi Mincha, hopefully,
before you start drinking.
And Maariv, okay, we'll figure it out.
Whatever.
But that's it would be better to be back to your full senses for davening. There are those that they forget to daven on Purim. I don't mean to say they forget to daven, but Purim's a day of davening. If you look in the Rambam, when he brings down the halacha of Megillah, he says the reason why we read Megillah is to remind ourselves that b'chol karein, anytime we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us. That the entire concept, or I don't want to call it Yom Tov a concept, but the entire day of Purim is really a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. And it's whenever you have a tremendous chus or an opportunity, you always have the Yetzer Hara fighting against it. And many people just forget to really say Tehillim, forget to daven, to really daven on Purim. It's okay, no.
Not me.
Why not? Okay, so say some. Say some.
3 hours, knock it out.
Say like right, we all know that we know that we were discussing this in Shabbos, that we copy what Hashem does. So if we have a mitzvah of kol ha'poshe yad noisnoi, whenever people stretch out their hand to on Purim to give them tzedakah, we give. So it's brought down that kol ha'poshe yad, when you stretch out your hand to Kadosh Baruch Hu noisnoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to you as well. So that's also. Today of tremendous schusim. So obviously time you're drinking right so that you're able to daven, at least you have Maariv by night, you have Shachris, hopefully Mincha as well, and Maariv can daven at a later tefillah to be able to daven properly. It's really not Purim anymore, but at least you didn't mess up the Maariv. It's brought down in the Torah. The Torah says, why do we say Vanis Filasi? L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzoyin by Mincha? Anybody know? Why do you say Vanis Filasi? So the Torah says, he brings a Medrash, that David HaMelech told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, that all the Gadim Numas Ha'olam, when they drink, where do they end up? In the bar, or they're in other places, in the streets. By us, even after a Shabbos Suda with drinking, we're here. We are here, davening Mincha. So automatically becomes the Eis Ratzon. I was thinking of this by the Super Seder. I didn't have a chance to speak by the Super Seder, but that's a Varch for the Super Seder that we did during the Super Bowl. You say it's Eis Ratzon. When you're doing something different, and David HaMelech said this, in Bracha, Staf Gimel, right? I'm different than all the other malach, all the other kings that wake up at a late hour. I'm waking up early. I'm Yada Miluchlachas Badam. I'm busy paskening Shilas for Klal Yisrael. So that itself becomes an Eis Ratzon. When you compare yourself to the Goyim, look what they would do, and look what us. That already is an Eis Ratzon. So on Purim, the person drinks, and they're having a Suda, and it's Freilich, but their mind is on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It automatically becomes an Eis Ratzon. One more misconception, which I think people forget, and that is that the theme of Yom Tov is to daven, is to b'chol kareinu, Hashem is there to answer us. But in the theme of Matanas Levyayinim and Mishlech Manas, is that Yidden, we're not together. It's that Yesh Am Mafura, there's a nation of people that are not together. And Purim is a time to come together, and we try. We try with Mishlech Manas and with Matanas Levyayinim and with Suda, and very often people end up back to themselves, where you start talking about this person's costume, or that Suda was horrible, or the laning wasn't loud enough, or it was too slow, or you end up back to the typical programming that we have the entire year. I remember once leaving a shul Rosh Hashanah, not here, and they had hired a chazan, and on the way home from shul, everyone was trying to, like, did he hit that? That song was, why did he pick that song? It was the whole thing. Definitely. Buddy, not, this is not some random concert, like this is Rosh Hashanah. But people end up, if you're accustomed a certain way to seeing life through that, the default is to go back to that setting. So try to avoid the hack, the Lashon Hara regarding people's themes and costumes, and the music was off and the party was off and the whole theme, whatever. Just it's better to just enjoy the Simchadik, and that's that. Another thing that people end up forgetting, I'll just add this, it's not one of the misconceptions, is Hilchos Brachos. So we're not going to go through all of Hilchos Brachos now in 30 seconds, but I'll just give you an Eitz HaTayva. Eitz HaTayva is every house you go to, make a bracha achrayna. That's it. Or wash, bench, make a bracha achrayna, and that's it. You can decide, I'm making bracha achrayna as lachumra. I'm doing this in every single house.
What's easier? Wash in the morning, so I'm benching at the suda.
Yeah, you have to know, because if you forget the bench. Just make a bracha achrayna. Okay, what if you went an hour and a half? We didn't
eat. What if you got drunk and then benched the suda?
Okay, so that's the best way to do it, so you don't run into shina
makam.
If you know what you're doing, no problem. But for most people, it's just easier. Every house, make a new bracha. Eat enough. Eat a kazayas.
You do that every Shabbos afternoon, or just
you do this. That's what you do every Shabbos. Okay, everyone should have a freilichim parm.